talk now with somebody else about something that we were talking to you about on Monday. Spent quite a bit of time talking about it. And that is Hawkeye, because debate rages in GAA circles about whether its a newfound feathered friend should be allowed to stay on its perch or be permitted to fly away. After Sunday's mess-up by the eagle-eyed ball tracking system, many are calling for a serious rethink of its use at GAA matches. One of those who has rethought and decided it should be thrown swiftly in the bin is the GAA editor of the Irish Independent, Martin Breheny, who joins me now. Martin, good morning to you. You reckon that 14 human eyes are better than a computerised one?
Well, there's certainly no worse. I mean, let's put this in context. The reason the GAA engaged Hawkeye was because they felt that the human error factor and score detection had led to some bad calls in relation to points over the years. They engaged Hawkeye to eradicate the human error factor. And what happens? The human error creeps into Hawkeye. And the net result is, of course, that the GAA left in a worse position, because we now have a problem caused by technology as opposed to the human eye. And the GAA have a problem. Limerick have minors have a problem. They may have lost a game that they may have otherwise have won. Galway minors have a problem. They're put in a position they don't know whether or not they will have to face a rematch. A mess all round, and I have to say I cannot see for the life of me where there is any future for Hawkeye in the GAA after this, because the credibility factor is already gone 2 months into the experiment.
So, I mean, not a mess in fairness of the GAA's making. Would you applaud them, pat them on the back and say, you know, well tried and it was a good idea and you brought this thing in, but now is the time to throw it in the bin?
Well, it's certainly the time to throw it in the bin. I'm not so sure. I had reservations about it from the start on the basis that it was used in Croke Park only this year and next year. That's the plan, still is the plan, to use on a two-year trial basis in Croke Park. I don't think that the championship should be run effectively under different rules, i.e. no Hawkeye at the rest of all the championship grounds around the country. I think that was an issue from the start. But
surely it's the same for both teams on the day in Croke Park. The rules are the same, and that's important.
Yeah, but the rules are not the same for other games around the country. I mean, but OK, we'll take that as a side issue. I thought it was a factor at the start, but it hasn't worked. I mean, how much credibility will it have now, and can it be trusted? And even if it can be trusted, and if it works 100% from now on, there will be doubts. And last Sunday it happened in the first minute of the game, the minor game in Galway and Limerick. What happens if it happens in the very last minute of the All-Ireland, of the senior final? I mean, it's just, you know, they say, Hawkeye said it won't happen again. Well, how do we know? I mean, that's human error was the problem, they say it was a human error, so how do we know that won't happen again? Now, my colleague Colin Keyes raised questions with them yesterday, a series of questions which they hadn't answered by last night. There are other questions to be answered here. But the GAA obviously are not saying a whole lot about it at the moment. They don't see it as their problem, and they can understand why. But it's a right mess in the middle of the closing end of what has been a fantastic championship.
Just clarify one thing for me. Is Hawkeye king in these instances, or does the referee have discretion? It's pretty obvious to everybody that a point was scored. Does the referee have discretion to countermand whatever Hawkeye says?
Yes, he does. The referee has the final say. But in fairness to the referee, what's he to make of it when he sees on the graphic the ball is inside the post, but then it comes up as a miss? So which is correct? He's not to know. He has an instant to make a decision. He went with what Hawkeye the miss said, but yes, he has. I mean, the referee is ultimately the arbiter on this matter, and Hawkeye is seen as an aid to a system. But in fairness to Fergal Hogan, it was an impossible position for him when he was getting conflicting signals from a system that's supposed to be foolproof. No blame attached whatsoever to him.
So are you suggesting here that, look, human error is a part of sport, so why superimpose this technological superstructure, which is itself susceptible to human error? If we're going to have human error, eliminate the machinery.
Exactly. And what's more, if you're going to have human error, have cheap human error. At least under the old system, it wasn't costing anything. Now you have a system which, if rolled out throughout the 32 counties, all the county grounds in a few years' time, would, we understand, cost around $500,000 a year to run. So it's pretty expensive. And it hasn't worked. It's delivered the same result as human error with the umpires or whatever. So why bother it? Let's cut out the middleman and just have human error as it is, and it'll be a damn sight less costly and indeed less controversial, because people are more inclined to take the genuine human error as opposed to something which is
okay. There's a text here from Ted in Cork, who's obviously anticipating the hurling final. Nothing wrong with Hawkeye, he says. Just don't let some English an uncomplimentary description follows a person who doesn't know a schlitter from a football program the thing. Is it as simple as that?
What they said, that there was some problem with the programming between a schlitter and it's a technical issue. We've got to accept their word on that, that's what happened. But it's their system, so you have to have obviously the expert from Hawkeye involved. And as Ted from Cork says, though, can you imagine what Ted from Cork would be saying if the All Ireland final was if Cork lost them by a point, thanks to our friend Hawkeye?
Ted wouldn't be so keen on Hawkeye in those circumstances, for sure. And the Limerick minor team is back in training, I hear, this morning. Do they have a case?
Well, I think they don't really. I mean, they have a case, but I think it would be a very dangerous precedent for the GAA. I don't think the GAA, I don't think under the rule, I can't see how the GAA are in a position to actually order a rematch. Galway could offer them a rematch. That's the only outlet here, but technically I don't think that they have. But I think it's terrible that they are put in this position, courtesy of a system which was brought in to make sure that they would never, or any other team would never be in this position.
Say,
so,
Martin,
time to open the cage and let them off.
Yeah, it's a mess. Yeah, okay, let them off, let them go. It's a mess. Martin Brownie, thank you very much indeed, the GAA editor of the Irish Independent there.